Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Lear in Longford.
And here's Nollag McGreevy from Carrigallen Vocational School. She's going to give us some advice on answering a typical question on King Lear.
The question I'm going to deal with relates to the quote, "The experiences of Gloucester at the hands of his sons deepens and heightens our understanding of Lear's experience at the hands of his daughters." This quote deals with the relationship between the main and subplots in King Lear. Should a question arise on the parallel plots, focus on the following main points. Number one, similarities in the character of Gloucester and Lear at the start. Their vanity, impulsiveness, lack of judgment with regard to their children both alienate their loyal children and trust their disloyal ones. Number two, both have moments of revelation. Lear at Goneril's castle after she instructs him to reduce his retinue, and Gloucester after his eyes have been gorged out by Cornwall and he finds out that Edmund has betrayed him. Both realise that they have done a disservice to a loyal child. Point three, both men wander in a state of despair on the heath until both are led to the safety of Dover, Lear by his loyal subject Kent and Gloucester by his merciful son Edgar. Point four, at the end, both men have gained clarity and insight into their own shortcomings and to the treachery of those around them. It is too late, however, and both die of heartbreak at the end.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.